Every company is only creating more digital media files in order to stay relevant. So how does a company find, use, and reuse those digital media files when they need them? The answer is metadata. And the solution is MyDamnServices.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to MyDamnServices. MyDamnServices, the most efficient way to free up your digital asset management professionals and grow your business. Henrik and I found ourselves speaking more and more about artificial intelligence, synthetic content, and AI's ability to now manipulate or wholly create content that isn't real. This advancing technology, which has been emerging only over the last few years, is due to the revolution in deep learning. AI is generating synthetic media, a lensless game changer that will be immensely valuable for all creative industries. We had the pleasure to speak with Mark Milstein and receive his insights on this fascinating future where anyone can begin generating licensed, legally clean content with little to no skill or money required.
Mark, what is legally clean data and why is it important to synthetic content?
Legally clean data basically means that the real life data sets, the people who were models and who actually stood in front of a camera to create these data sets have signed a biometric model release, giving full authorization to the use of their image, their likeness, for the production of synthetic media. It is a unique model release that is different from a traditional model release, which might only give the rights to the photographer or the agency which has produced the photograph to license that content for any specific use. This gives full rights to the company, which is the synthetic media company, to generate a synthetic likeness of that person. The difference between the real life picture of a person and the synthetic output will be so radically different that it would be almost near impossible for anybody to recognize themselves. But that legal paper must be there. That's because too many players in the synthetic media arena have been using scraped data from the likes of Flickr or Facebook or any other open source database, and they have not asked those people in any of the pictures whether or not they gave their rights to use their likeness to generate synthetic media. Companies like ours have done so. That ultimately means that that image carries with it a pedigree of sorts, a clean, legal, no barriers to use license. Right now, as you well know, even within the stock media world, there are issues related to the use of stock photography. There are legal issues. Sometimes a model won't allow his or her face to be used for a pharmaceutical product. Sometimes they might want to, they won't allow their images to be used in a political campaign or with a certain normal food or apparel product. With synthetic media, we have to be able to guarantee to our end users that the synthetic media was created with the legalities in mind, 100% legal fidelity in mind. And so that that biometric release is a key component gives the house the good housekeeping seal of approval.
Who applies metadata to your digital media assets? Find out how MyDamnServices can help your company by visiting mydamservices.com and schedule a call with us today.